This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I have said many times that the Anita Hill hearing was a disaster, but they did have an FBI investigation. They did have other witnesses. There were other ways to judge this. The Senate Republicans have predetermined the outcome of that this will be a he says, she says, by taking that away.
All right, that was Senator Patty Murray talking about the Kavanaugh situation. Now there is going to be a hearing that happens on Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern, as the Supreme Court nomination turns. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I like to say we're at the crossroads of it all, and this is what people are wrestling with, the accusations against Kavanaugh and what they mean. Bottom line is, listen, they've got to go through this. In Washington, Republicans and Democrats are definitely divided over the dispute between Ford and Kavanaugh as to when they were 15 and 17. Thursday Senate hearing is going to be big. It's going to be big across the country. And in talking to all kinds of people, conservatives and others, about this, what are the motives, some are saying, and others are saying they're willing to forgive Kavanaugh, or they're not willing to forgive him, or they're angry about it, or they're not talking about it. So it's been interesting to see. A Fox News poll that was released on Sunday found that 38% of female voters believe Ford. 28% sided with Kavanaugh. Men were split. The biggest difference is, of course, by party. 59% of Democrats believe Ford. 60% of Republicans believe Kavanaugh. Nothing new when it comes to the splitting of the way we think in this country. I mean, really, that's what it is. So there are people that are coming to the aid of both of them and criticizing the other. And here's the deal. We're going to find out what this hearing yields. And I think that's such a smart play anyway, because that's what you want, right? So don't leave any stone unturned. Have the conversation. Where does it lead us? Does it lead us to the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh? Does it lead us in a different direction? Now there's another woman that's come forward. I don't know if they're going to investigate that or not. And when I talk about investigating, I mean, really, we're talking about the hearing at this point. Will they try another part of this and wait a couple of days, or no? Is it credible, or do they feel it's credible, or, you know, the timing is what's being questioned. The timing of how come a Senator Feinstein didn't release the letter sooner when she had the letter. And there's, of course, it's worth asking that question. You know, yes, it was, you know, I want to remain anonymous, but still, when the stakes are this high and Feinstein is just kind of, she's there for the taking, I think, is what's happening pretty much. Besides Kavanaugh and this high-stakes deal and what's going to happen, the accuser's letter to Congress, Senator Graham saying, I won't ruin Judge Kavanaugh's life, what was really, really very, very big news over the weekend, and the fact that this has now been nailed down, and the fact that there's this New Yorker report with a woman saying that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were freshmen at Yale University. Her name is Deborah Ramirez. Where does that go? In the meantime, what else happened over the weekend? The president threatened Friday, heading into the weekend, to get rid of his Department of Justice of the stench hours after a report that a top official in the department had discussed invoking the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. So Deputy Attorney Rod Rosenstein denied a report in the New York Times on Friday that he had spoken with senior officials in Trump's administration about that 25th Amendment. And Trump told a group, a rally in Missouri, that we have great people in the Department of Justice, but there's still this lingering stench, and we're going to get rid of that too, right? If you fly, this might not seem like a big thing in light of what I just was talking about, but Congress is considering ordering minimum airline seat sizes. That's huge. As well as new standards for allowing service animals to fly with their human owners. The proposals are in a Federal Aviation Administration funding plan that was released over the weekend. They've got a September 30th deadline to keep FAA programs running. The Senate either has to take up the bill this week or both chambers will need to pass a short-term extension. Democratic Senator Bill Nelson of Florida said the lawmakers agree that it's time to take action on ever-shrinking seats. Everybody must be on a diet. You must weigh 90 pounds. I don't know. All planes are different since I've flown a lot. Some of the seats are ridiculous. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You'd have to be a size, you know, 3. So good for them for doing that. But does that raise the ticket prices? You know, who knows? There's another story that's been interesting that's been surfacing, saying that green cards
what smell, because guess what, they smell, and this smell, the entire scenario, because if you truly were molested, you do not forget the who, when, and where. Drunk or otherwise, you just don't, Kate.
Yeah.
And I know I was molested, and to this day, for what I don't remember because of damage to my temporal lobe, I can draw you a diagram of the room. To the letter, to this day, I have never forgotten. And I've talked to many, many, many women, liberal and conservative, that have said the same thing. And I think this Ford woman is lying through her teeth, and my first question would be to her, how much? How much were you paid? That's exactly what I would ask her, and I wouldn't care who booed me. And that second one that came out, what's her name?
Ramirez. Ramirez.
Not her. The well, third one now, the sweatnecks.
Yeah. Yeah.
She actually had a restraining order filed against her.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I thought, wait a minute. So I looked it up, and it was. I did some research on these women, and I'm like, and Ramirez, oh, her story is so canned. It's so bad. I'm like, I'm sorry. I barely remember high school to a certain degree because, well, for one, I just didn't enjoy it. But I think they're all lying. I think this is exactly what it is. You know, Harry Reid got rid of the filibuster. They played their little game on the conservatives. When Sotomayor and Kagan were going to be confirmed, remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now they don't have it to use, and they are whining like the biggest babies on the planet. And I'm sorry, but I think those women should be sued civilly and or should be arrested if there's any criminality in this, like perjury. I really do. I can't stand women like this because too many women have worked so hard to get real victims heard. And these women do them an injustice. And boy, am I deaf on them.
I agree that it is about the victims and not in any way discouraging women to come forward. And I'm glad you shared with us. Thank you so much, Izzy. And stay with us, everybody, here on America Tonight.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com, 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, paper. Destination.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yes, we are going to the mailbag, and you have loaded me down with mail. Thank you so much. And again, thanks to all of you who have sent well wishes for 10 years of America Tonight. Pretty amazing how it goes by, isn't it? And I am happy that 10 years we have been here doing America Tonight, the little show that can, is what I like to call it. So in the mailbag, I got this one from Joe who says, Kate, I've heard you on a couple of different radio shows. I've heard you as a guest. You do a good job. And I like how you try to be fair and balanced because I think you are credible and I'm not sucking up to you. I've heard you in many different forms. In fact, I saw you on MSNBC and I thought you did a really good job with the questions that Ashley Banfield was asking you. Here's the deal. I've been looking at this Kavanaugh thing from all ends. I'm trying to be fair and balanced, and I think not all of these women are credible, and I don't really understand why there's so many holes in recollections and whatnot. What ultimately will happen here is what the senators will have to decide after they listen, and it really comes down to that, as you know, no matter what the people think, whether they're ready to get him or ready to lift him up or they're attacking the Democrats or they're applauding the Republicans or vice versa. It ultimately matters what happens with this testimony, where it goes. So I think the senators have the onus on them, as it should be, because they, as the elected representatives, need to ask the right questions and they need to get to the bottom of it. That's really the whole story to me. and let's just find out. I did see that Arizona Cardinals president Michael Bidwell is backing Brett Kavanaugh. They went to high school together, and he says that the allegations made by Julie Swetnick were reprehensible, and he vouched for his honor and integrity. And he said the amount of time that he spent with Brett, he didn't recall ever meeting anyone by that name. And he, you know, put a letter together in support of him. And there certainly have been others who have done the same thing, including the former NBA player Chris Dudley, who said he never saw Kavanaugh blackout, drunk at all. He said he regularly had drinks with Kavanaugh while they were classmates at Yale, and he said he never, ever saw that. He said, I went out with him all the time. That didn't happen. He said they did get inebriated sometimes, a little, but he said just like every other college kid in America. So they were at Yale together as undergrads during the same time period. All right, let's go to this one from Martha. Kate, I haven't emailed the show before, but I do listen to your show. I think that this whole Kavanaugh thing stinks in a lot of different directions. And I will say this, if these allegations are just false, then shame on any of the women that come forward because they hurt the credibility of other women. It isn't a serious matter. Any kind of groping, sexual abuse should never, ever, ever happen. And anyone who does it is slimy and sick and twisted, in my opinion. And that's why I believe that paying attention to what's being said is so critical on Thursday during these hearings. So I guess let's see what comes of it and whether or not there is yet somebody else that's going to have to be vetted for the Supreme Court position. But I don't like a lot of what I'm hearing, frankly, because I don't think that there's a lot of credibility behind it. Credibility is the key, right? Let's watch it play out. Then there's this one on something completely different. This one is from Michael, who says, Kate, I saw a story. It's so sad with people committing suicide, and I just think life, it does throw you curveballs. It is hard. Things happen. Everybody has peaks and valleys, no matter if they have money, if they're beautiful, if they're whatever they are. And we saw that with Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain. And then I just was reading something about Gisele Bündchen, who is the famous model married to Tom Brady. And she talks about having struggles with mental health and having panic attacks and suicidal thoughts and medication. And I do think it's good that she revealed that, though, because the more people who are not filthy rich and don't have the kind of career some of these other people have, see that, they realize that it doesn't matter where you are in life. If that's what you're living through, that's what you're living through. Touche. Yeah, I totally agree. All right, then there's this one from Pops, who says Bill Cosby got what he deserved. As everybody tries to lead the witch hunt against Kavanaugh, here's somebody who deserved to be put in prison. Bill Cosby, they finally got him. And when you listen to what happened with him, I honestly think he did the things that were so horrific to way too many women. And so he's got 3 to 10 years to serve for a 2004 sexual assault. And I think that was deserved. Okay, so you can send me your thoughts, remember, to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on Contact. We have just a couple of minutes left, and we've got Grim on the line. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Well, I heard Izzy. I had to let her know I'm still kicking, so I'm doing pretty good.
Good. It was good to hear Izzy, huh?
You know, I sent you that one joke I made about Bill Cosby where I had his book as a young kid and wrote on it, or I said he signed it from the ebony chest of the molester?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
But there's overwhelming evidence there with him.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just too much.
It was too much, yeah.
I mean, the statistics, if you even allowed 50% and then said 1% of the 50% are telling the truth. But this with Judge Kavanaugh, I truly believe it's not about money. I kind of wonder if Feinstein didn't have her sitting back on the back burner when he became a federal judge and had her sitting back there going to dispute him prior, but never got around to it.
Yeah.
This Me Too movement is so strong. You know, this is conspiracy thought. Let me tell you, it's just like with Bill Cosby. It was overwhelming. And the Democrats, I'm sorry, Kate. Mm. I have never seen so much evil and sickness in my life than I have since I haven't been able to talk to you for the last year, you know. Disrespectful to this country.
Yeah. I do think that the Feinstein thing is really curious. I mean, how do you hold on to that? How is that, it's thrown in the back and then it should have been, if there was something there, it should have been revealed. So
first reports was that she had an FBI agent give her a truth test. She did. This is what I heard from the media.
Right.
She had. Is this one of her buddies because she sits on the national security? You know, is this one of her lackeys that Donald Trump's having problems trying to weed out the Obama regime, even the Bush regime? Kate, you got people that were supportive of each president being in office.
Yeah.
Thank the good Lord I served in the Army underneath President Reagan. But you do. You do have supporters.
You do. You're there for them. You do. You're absolutely. They're there for them. That's a perfect place to end this. Grim, thank you so much. And thank you for your service to the country. We haven't said that in a long time to you. Take care, Mr. Grim. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
After a third woman came forward with allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump went on the attack.
I think people are going to see that in the midterms, what they've done to this family, what they've done to these children, these beautiful children of his, and what they've done to his wife and they know it's a big, fat con job.
Trump said, due to the testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee concerning the Kavanaugh nomination, he may delay his meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. But as far as the special counsel's investigation, there was no collusion or obstruction.
Unless you call obstruction the fact that I fight back. I do fight back. I really fight back. I mean, if you call that obstruction, that's fine.
Turning to the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate hike, the president's not happy.
I'd rather pay down debt or do other things, create more jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Take care of people and what happens now these days when you've got parents who are aging and how are you navigating those choppy waters. And I've really gone through this with a lot of my friends lately, so it's perfect to have on Dr. Ronald Kaplan. He's the author of a book called The Care of the Older Person, an invaluable resource for care providers. You heard that last part, invaluable resource for care providers, because I think people are really, really struggling with this. Dr. Kaplan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Kate. I appreciate it.
I just was in Los Angeles, and a good friend of mine is taking care of her 95-year-old mother, and I watched what that was like. And you know what? It really is difficult, but there's joy in it if you find the right way to do it, right? And we're getting older as a society.
Well, it's definitely a labor of love, just like this book was a labor of love. We realized that there's 50 million of us, and I say us because I'm included in that older age group, and it's become a situation where all of us practically have to get involved in thinking about and caring about older folks, because they represent so much of a part of the population. We're 50 million strong and growing. It's been likened to a silver tsunami or a gray tsunami, which, although it's said lovingly, has a tinge of discrimination in it. We're not the enemy, and we're not a tsunami. We're not the Golden Horde. What we are is you, us. We're all the same, and older Americans are just everybody else in a few years. So it's a natural evolution which has been greatly enhanced by good medical care and new medical treatments which allow people to live better longer. We have to temper that a little bit. There's some disturbing statistics lately coming out of the medical societies and also the government, which show that because of the rampant obesity in our society, because of things like the opioid epidemic and the little secret, which is not such a secret anymore, of the increase in suicides and notably among older people, that the actual age to which we're living is actually dropping lately, although it hasn't dropped really to levels seen in previous years. We're going in the wrong direction here a little bit, so we have to temper all this with a little bit of knowledge that there are things that need to be done in the society so that people really do live longer.
Yeah, so to that point, do a lot of people get depressed later in life? And if so, and you see signs of that with somebody that you care for, what do you do?
Well, this is one of the big topics we covered in the book. And depression, of course, in older people is a major problem. Not that everybody who's old is depressed, but it's probably around 15%. What happens inevitably as you get older is that you lose your connections, you lose your friends. One of the big parts of that is retirement. People do not realize, it's like you don't know what you got till it's gone, that your work, you complain about your work, and yeah, you're worried about your work, and you wish you didn't have to work so much, and then when the work is gone, you realize it's a huge part of your life. Most of us love what we do, or at least like what we do. And it also gives you an empowerment in the society. People look at you differently. And more than that, you feel that people look at you differently after you leave the workforce, that you don't have the clout you used to have. People don't listen to you as much as they used to. So you get this feeling of less worth, personal, emotional worth, because you've lost your work. Now, inevitably, even if you yourself are healthy at an older age, people around you are going to get various illnesses and unfortunately die. And the biggest part of that, obviously, is if you lose your spouse, your lifetime companion, who you've been living your life with, and all of a sudden that huge part of your life is gone, along with your work, and your children are older, and they've cut off, and they're doing their own thing, and they're having, yes, you have grandchildren, but they're in school, and they're doing all their stuff, and what are you doing? You're alone. So it's very, very important that older people learn and actively seek out ways to change that dynamic. And what I used to say glibly, now I say it not so glibly, get younger friends. The people around you who you've known all your life, they're aging with you. And if they're your peers, they're going to start to disappear, unfortunately. And your relatives, your older relatives, the people you've always leaned on, your parents, other relatives in the generation before you, they're gone. Now all of a sudden you're it. Well, if you're it and you're in control of a large family, then you're in a really advantageous position in a lot of ways because people are looking up to you and coming to you for advice and things like that. But if you're not, then you feel like you're just a spare part.
Yeah.
And being alone is no fun.
No, it's not any fun. That's great advice there. We're speaking with Dr. Ronald Kaplan. He's the author of this terrific new book called The Care of the Older Person, an invaluable resource for care providers. This is important. So, like my friend who's caring for her older mother, what are some tips, Doc, to help people that are in that same situation and they're caring for someone older?
Well, I think there's two main things. The first one, it's really not that complicated. The first one is the golden rule, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I think that if you remember that, that's a really great start. And the other thing that I tell people is, for goodness sake, don't be condescending to an older person. First of all, they pick it up right away, just like we all pick up vibes. We all know who's real and who's phony and who's interacting with us in a loving, caring way and who's not, even though they might have a smile on their face. You could tell by their eyes. So I think it's important that you're not condescending to an older person. First of all, if they're an older person, they probably know a heck of a lot more than maybe you do because they've been around for such a long time. And just because they've lost a step or they're a little frail or they don't move quite as fast as they used to or they don't even think quite as fast as they used to, they have this vast store of knowledge. And chances are they know more than you, and maybe you should treat them with some respect. So I think that's very important. The other thing I've noticed, which was incredible, because we started out and there's like 18 people now working on this book, experts in various fields, and what they started out to do was realize we have this vast population of older people, and they have to be taken care of, so we better get some knowledge out there so that people could do that. But as soon as we did this and I started, you know, just talking to people about books, everybody I speak to, just like you brought up this just now when we started this discussion, is that everybody has an older person somewhere that they're taking care of and worried about.
Yeah, absolutely. That's our commonality. There's no question about it. Doc, we're almost out of time, so one last thing. What do you think the biggest problem is in aging with your health? Is it the worry over dementia?
I don't think people who are getting dementia don't usually get worried about it, and most of us aren't worried about those finite things. We know that somewhere in the future things are going to happen to us. We'll get a little slower mentally, physically, and we definitely will at some point die, but people don't focus on that. And so that our biggest thing as a society is to keep our old people healthy, active, and remember that they are us.
Yeah, there you go. I love that. Remember, they are us. That is so true. Dr. Ronald Kaplan, the book is called The Care of the Older Person, an invaluable resource for care providers. You can go to careoftheolderperson.com. Doc, thanks so much for spending some time with us here in America tonight.
Great being with you, and thank you.
The street glistens like the stars in the sky. The frost crimsons every car that drives by with eyes that I know. Those old black and white movies were true. A slow taxi through the twinkle.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tonight, Dr. Joel Nitzkin joins us right now to talk about something that, sadly, someone I know died because of their use of chewing tobacco. So how about smokeless tobacco and the fact that it could be healthier? And I know a lot of people have switched to that. Is it healthier or is it not healthier? There's a lot of questions surrounding it. So Dr. Joel is the perfect guy to have on. He's a physician in New Orleans, and we're thrilled to have him. Hey, Dr. Joel.
Hi. No, that's a good question. A lot of people don't understand it. First of all, with smokeless tobacco or chewing tobacco, a lot of the deaths that are attributed to smokeless or chewing tobacco, especially mouth cancer, really aren't due to the smokeless or chewing tobacco. Chewing tobacco, smokeless tobacco, and e-cigarettes all present less than 5% of the risk posed by cigarettes. They are far less risky.
Yeah, so what is smokeless tobacco?
Well, the term smokeless tobacco includes a number of products, the most prominent of which are chewing tobacco and what they call snus. Snus is a kind of moist snuff. It comes from Sweden, and here in the United States, it's usually sold in little packages with miniature tea bags that you place between
wow. And it's like talking about that healthier versus regular. So I've said this before, how many smokers even, I didn't address that, but how many smokers try to quit every year and fail, and is this a great alternative for them?
Yes, it's an excellent alternative. Now, no tobacco or no nicotine delivery product can be considered totally risk-free. The best bet is always never to start, or if you start, to quit entirely. But if you're on cigarettes, which is the most hazardous and the most addictive of tobacco-related products, switching to e-cigarettes or snus or even chewing tobacco will, number one, substantially reduce your risk, and number two, they're less addictive, so they'll be easier to quit. So you could use it as a transition to quitting entirely.
Ah, that makes sense. And you've been involved in tobacco control since the late 70s. Boy, so I bet you've seen a lot of different strategies that have failed and have worked. Do you feel like this strategy is a good one?
Well, I think this strategy really makes a lot of sense. Cigarettes are very hard to quit. And the success rate with the pharmaceutical gums and patches and lozenges has really been pretty dismal. You know, about 3% of smokers manage to quit on their own each year. And with one of these pharmaceutical products, depending on which one you use, that will increase the rate to 6 to maybe 9%, which means that even using them under the best of circumstances, 90% of smokers will simply fail and go back to cigarettes. Now, with e-cigarettes, particularly the ones that you can have custom made to your specifications at a vape shop, have a much higher success rate, and it's a whole different process. What you do is you use them as a substitute for cigarettes, and then you can step down at your own pace. A common process with e-cigarettes is to go in and get a high nicotine e-cigarette with a tobacco flavor and use it for a few weeks or a month or two, then go to a lower nicotine level with a non-tobacco flavor. And for many people, over the course of a year or so, they can wean themselves down to a zero nicotine e-cigarette and then quit. And snus is another very effective option. Snus has been available, you know, in Sweden for literally 100 years.
Wow, really? For 100 years? So they've had success.
Yeah, well, they've had success. And because snus use is so common, Sweden has got the lowest lung cancer rate in men anywhere in the developed world.
Wow.
It's less than half the rate of rest of Europe. It's well under the rate in the United States. And the same seems to be true of other tobacco-related diseases.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, these products are not totally risk-free.
Yeah.
But you can cut your risk by 95% or more by switching to one of these products.
Wow.
This idea that chewing tobacco and smokeless tobacco cause a lot of mouth cancer is really a myth. The data that Centers for Disease Control uses to, you know, promote that idea is from a related product that's common in India and elsewhere in the Far East and Africa, that's sometimes called gutkha, sometimes called pan masala with tobacco. And it has a horrendous mouth cancer risk. But the smokeless tobacco products and the chewing tobacco that's been in a widespread availability in the United States since the 1980s really carries a very low risk. FDA recently released a report, this is just within the last couple of weeks, in which they tried to project the death rate from chewing tobacco in the United States, and their projection was 110 cases of mouth cancer.
Wow.
Per year.
Yeah.
And no other cause of death. Now, that 110 cases compares to almost 500,000 deaths from cigarettes.
Mm.
So it's a huge reduction in risk. And by the way, the risk for mouth cancer from cigarettes is six times the risk of mouth cancer in somebody who doesn't use any kind of tobacco product. The risk from chewing tobacco attributed to, you know, to mouth cancer is under 1% increase compared to people who don't smoke at all or don't use any tobacco product.
Wow, that's fascinating. And what about the FDA? Are they misleading people about smokeless tobacco or not giving all the facts? Or in your point of view, what do you think is missing here?
Well, there is a history that goes back to decades where the killer product is really cigarettes.
Yeah.
But the custom in the tobacco control community hasn't been to tell people that they shouldn't smoke. It's been a tobacco-free policy where, you know, they say you shouldn't use any tobacco products at all. And in support of that, they've said things and required warning labels that give people the impression that the smokeless tobacco is just as dangerous as cigarettes. You're just trading a lung cancer risk for a mouth cancer risk. And that's simply not true. The cigarettes are as deadly as they claim, and then cigarettes even, you know, kill bystanders from heart disease and from an increase in cancer risk. And the deaths from all these smokeless tobacco products combined are so low and so hard to tell from background that they're not tracked by any federal agency.
Wow. Yeah, interesting to watch. I mean, in this country, as you said it, it has been such a tug of war. And I do think there is a lot of misinformation out there as to what people can do. As you said, there's nothing's completely risk-free, but what people don't know and don't understand. And it's a shame because it would be great for more of that information to be available, don't you think?
Oh, I certainly think so. And, you know, I'm really concerned about it. I mean, I think it's gotten to the point where, you know, this misinformation coming from tobacco control authorities is killing people. I mean, there are a lot of people who love to quit, who tried to quit cigarettes and been unable to. And if they could just switch to snus or chewing tobacco or e-cigarettes, and switch with the idea that this would be a way of transitioning, a way where they can satisfy their urge for nicotine while transitioning to total abstinence, that could save a lot of lives.
Yeah, I agree with you. Dr. Joel Nitzkin, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight, and thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
I left a note on his dresser, and my old wedding ring with these few goodbye words.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.